Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Today will be your day on the program. We will be joined by Dave Meltzer in the second segment of the show. But other than that, it's going to be a lot of phone calls, text messages, emails, tweets. There really is not a ton going on today. Got a couple stories to talk about. If you want to talk more about SmackDown, you're welcome to do so. Last night, NXT, Lucha Underground, TNA Impact. We can talk more about the overweight classic scandal, as determined last night on the Filthy Tom Lawler show at WrestlingObserver.com, which we've gotten a ton of feedback on that show. An amazing program. Make sure you check that out. XFL, there's a documentary coming up. We got some UFC events, and of course, I guess the biggest story is UFC 205 is this weekend, and there is a press conference going on right now, so I guess if anything crazy happens, we'll tell you about it here live on the air, since we are live. Eddie Alvarez, Conor McGregor for the lightweight championship is the main event. Conor McGregor attempting to become the first person in the history of UFC to hold championships in two different weight divisions. We can talk about that. There's a lot of great fights on the show. It is the most stacked card in the history of UFC by a significant margin, I would say. Maybe it'll be the biggest pay-per-view of all time. It's certainly going to be the biggest gate at Madison Square Garden. So we can talk about that on the program today and whatever is on your mind. If you'd like to give us a call, toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. I'm on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Semper Vivi. Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. Somehow I screwed that up, but we'll be back in a moment to talk about more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Taking their time right behind my back.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A couple of days ago on Wrestling Observer Radio, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, we had a question about the XFL and the WWE Network. Would they ever put the old XFL games on the WWE Network? And I thought, well, you know, I'm not a football fan, so suppose it's not fair for me to comment on this, but who in God's name would want to watch old football games on the WWE Network? And lo and behold, in rides Mike on the XFL white horse saying, man, I'd watch the hell out of them games. Dude, this is 2001. It's 2016. Why in the world would you want to watch old XFL games? Why, Mike? Why?
Because they, because of the nostalgia of it, because of the ridiculousness of it, I can very clearly put myself back into some of the times where we were watching, friends and I were watching those football games, all being wrestling fans, all being college-aged and doing things that college-age kids do. Just having a field day with some of the things that would take place. And look, they did do some things that the NFL ended up taking, and probably the biggest one being, in fact, I know the biggest one is the overhead camera. That was a disaster area through its first usage, but as it's gotten tweaked and the technology has gotten better, has become a major part of college football broadcasting as well as other sports, but certainly college and professional football. So it's the nostalgia of it and the fact that it was such a spectacular failure. It's always a great story that can be told when somebody's got a big idea and little planning to go with it.
Well, you'll be pleased to know.
Ooh, what's that?
The story of the XFL will soon be coming to your television screens. ESPN announced in a press release on Thursday morning that an edition of their 30 for 30 documentary series focusing on the XFL Woo-hoo. Is going to premiere on February 2nd, 9 Eastern. The project, titled This Was the XFL, was previously announced by Jonathan Coachman on an edition of the Ross Report with Jim Ross in May. Seems that Vince McMahon will be heavily present in the documentary. You don't say. With ESPN's press release touting that it will feature both McMahon and NBC executive Dick Ebersol. Directed by Ebersol's son, Charlie. That'll be interesting. Documentary will focus on McMahon and Ebersol's friendship as they attempted to build the failed football league.
You know what's most interesting about that to me is with Ebersol's son being the one that is doing it, WWE's, at least as time started to go on, placed a lot of the blame on NBC as far as wanting to rush this product out there. There was a line or a belief.
Hold on. Let me just stop you right there.
Go ahead.
The idea that Vince McMahon
yes.
is going to call somebody out for trying to rush something before it was yes. ready. Give me a damn
it's
break.
It's true.
NBC
was losing football. Losing the NFL, Fox, I believe it was, picked it up. It was going to be Fox and CBS, I guess. And Long Bomb, the spectacular failure of the XFL. I'm not sure what the tagline was with the book, but it was Long Bomb. It was basically written by a Las Vegas writer who covered the Las Vegas Outlaws. So it's a lot from that perspective. But one of the things was all of the football guys that Vince had hired, your Preston Pierce, I forget the guy's name, Drew Pearson or whoever it was that was one of the guys in charge, they all said they're going to need more time, obviously more practice time, things like that. But NBC wanted to rush this thing and get it on the fall schedule. So that's been one of the only things WWE has ever had in its defense or to try to put up any sort of defense. And I'll be interested to see if that's just blown over, if that's even mentioned at all because it wasn't serious, or what exactly the deal is. Because the thing is, WWE, and deservedly so because they were the face of it and it was Vince McMahon, always took all of the beatings for all of this. And while internally NBC got it and internally Dick Ebersol got it from the very first time that a game was broadcast, because it pushed Saturday Night Live with Jennifer Lopez in the season premiere to like starting like at 12:30 in the morning or something like that. It was absolutely ridiculous. A lot of the public, you know, bashing never went on to NBC at all and Dick Ebersol at all. And really kind of from a public point of view, they escaped this as, well, we just tried to put this on Saturday night. And Vince was the one who's the biggest idiot in the world. And NBC and Vince were 50-50 partners in this and both deserve a lot of blame.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Kenny from Galveston.
Make it good, Kenny. What's up?
Oh, I got a good one about UFC support. It was actually a UFC question today. I was listening to the Jim Rome show, and Conor McGregor was on, and he was really hyping himself really good for the show as far as him being the big draw for the show at UFC Madison Square Garden. My question is, I know they're going to be back at the Barclays Center, I guess, in February. What are the chances that if the show at the Garden becomes a huge success that they'll start running more shows at the Garden, and that one may force the WWE to maybe even possibly run more shows in the Garden to compete with UFC.
No. WWE doesn't run that many shows in the Garden now. They're running Barclays Center more than anything because it's just MSG is not a – it's not good to run financially. It's a place that you run because it's Madison Square Garden at this point. And the UFC – they got to be careful because they are going back to Barclays really quick in February, and I hope they're going to have some big fights for that because it's a bigger building. You're not going to be able to get what you're going to get dollar-wise per ticket because it's not the first event. It's going to do well, but you better be careful about oversaturating that market or trying to come around there too much because people will push back if it's not big time.
Yeah, but you know what? It took a long, 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 long time to really make a dent in Las Vegas running too frequently. I think the fact that they're just now starting to run in New York, I think they're going to have, I mean, they've already have no problem with Madison Square Garden. I think they're going to have no problem with the Barclays Center. I mean, if they start trying to run there like every 2 months and the quality of cards starts to diminish, then yeah, it's going to take a toll. But I mean, man, you look at some of the Vegas, for a while there, it was like they were running Vegas every single weekend, it seems. And eventually it took its toll, but it took a while. And it also largely depends on what your card is going to be. And I'm not worried one bit about the Barclays Center. I think that show is going to be fine.
The thing is also, too, though, you know, to go to a place first time, you pop the big house. And you're going to want to go to Buffalo because you're going to pull a lot of people over from Toronto. And it's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of Canadians there. But they're going to be, you're going to be getting American dollars for it. You know, you're going to want to run places. And granted, you can do this with some fight night shows and things like that. But you could run Syracuse and you could run some pretty big places. And that's going to, water down the schedule a little bit, too.
Anyway, I just want to mention very quickly before we get Dave on the line, because I got to ask him about this as well. The XFL, it says, operated as a collaboration between WWE and NBC for one season in 2001, while losing, it says here, tens of millions of dollars for both companies. That's true, but combined, they lost like $140 million. Mm. They smoked WCW in terms of losing money. Smashed them. Very impressive, actually.
Hey, there are small risks and there are big risks. And this was a big risk and it was a big flashy risk that, WWE has at times with, the Inoki Ali thing and the old man, Vince with Snake River Canyon and WrestleMania being a big gamble. It's amazing how close. I mean, if that didn't happen that year where they had all of that money, when they did that in the World Nightclub and Restaurant and all that sort of stuff, I mean, it's, you got to give it to him. He's had to do it by the skin of his teeth sometimes, but it's amazing the cojones that Vince actually has.
You know, I started this business in 1995, and it's now 2016, 21 years. And I'm not Donald Trump, despite what Mike might think,
Gold boat.
I never lost a dime. I never took out a loan. I am always amazed at the preposterous amounts of money that people are able to lose running a business. It blows my mind.
And people give them.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. You're right over there, Mike?
I'm sorry. I just saw a little clip of Conor McGregor at the press conference.
Oh, man. Dave is on the air. Dave Meltzer. Dave, what are we missing in this press conference?
Conor was late, and Eddie Alvarez walked out, so they're doing a great job building up that fight.
But,
you know, that's it's there's been nothing that so far that's gonna, you know, there's no bottle throwing or anything like that yet.
Can you imagine?
Or, and I don't know.
Say with Connor almost faking throwing the chair.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, based on this, what is your? I know we're 2 days away. Is this breaking 2 million buys?
I don't think so. That's
Man,
my gut.
Is it breaking the record?
I don't feel 2 million. No, no, that would be a, you know, a huge increase over anything that they've ever done. And I don't feel, I mean, it's the best card they've ever done, without a doubt, but I don't feel the excitement at a level of, you know, double or, you know, or 60% more, 50% more than anything they've ever done or whatever the number would be. So, yeah, I don't think so.
Now, what about the record itself? Is it breaking the record? The pay-per-view
the record? It could break the record. Yeah. I think it's going to be in that range. I'm not sure it'll break the record, but it could break the record.
Now, we were talking earlier in the show about the upcoming documentary on the XFL, and Mike had noted that as time went on after this thing collapsed, WWE was putting a little bit of the blame on NBC. Is that what happened here?
I mean, in the sense that Vince wanted to continue it. NBC gave up on it. But what killed it was UPN also gave up on it. Vince was willing to go for a second season, but then UPN said they didn't want a second season, so Vince had no television. Nobody in the TV world wanted it. So that's what actually killed it. You know, originally when they were going to do it, NBC wasn't even on board. They were going to use UPN as their flagship, which would have been a complete disaster. But, you know, Vince didn't really understand that at the time. And then NBC came on board, and it was the best scenario ever because NBC was out of the NFL business at that point. And so they had, you know, they had prime time on a network. It didn't work, and NBC gave up on it. And then, you know, Vince was like, "Well, you know, when we planned it, we weren't going to have NBC anyway." But then nobody else wanted it either, so that's what killed it.
Dave, when I remember Brett Forrest kind of setting this up in his book, The Long Bomb Book, and then others did a little bit afterwards, where when NBC got on board, they wanted fall programming, and that's one of the things that WWE and the football people on WWE side that they had at the time bristled against, was the fact that they knew they weren't ready, but they knew they had to do this to keep NBC happy.
They definitely rushed the product too early. I think that with the benefit of hindsight, I mean, they didn't even do preseason games, and they didn't have long training camps, and they threw that thing out there. So, but the idea of what it was still not going to make it either way, because it was the same thing as everybody else who tried to, you know, do an alternative to the NFL. And many have tried besides Vince McMahon, and they all ended up the same way. So, I mean, the end result would have been the same. But, yeah, I mean, there were different things they could have done. There was some talk of doing it, you know, at different points in time. But, yeah, you know, it was the public, you know, college football was so entrenched and the NFL was so entrenched that another group doing football was not going to make it.
So we got this big UFC show this weekend and we previewed some of it last night, but I want to talk about some of the matches here on the show. We obviously have the main event, Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez, and it is for the lightweight title. And Conor, if he wins, will be a champion in two different weight divisions. And obviously the latest is he's claiming he's not going to give up any of the titles. Dana White has claimed he has to give up one of the titles.
Well, he's also made noise about not fighting for a while afterwards. So I think that if he holds two titles and then decides he's going to take, you know, 6 or 9 months off, that's not going to work. That's just not going to work.
Now, didn't he say that the rumors of him taking time off were not true? Or has that changed again?
He has said that, but I just actually talked to somebody in UFC this morning, and they said, you know, yeah, it's definitely, you know, there's definite concern because he's privately absolutely said that. And that also, you know, everyone knows that Jon Jones is clearly out until next July. And Ronda Rousey, if she loses the fight, no one expects her to fight again after that. And even if she wins, probably not too many. So it's like, you know, you know, there's all that concern. They got to make $140 million profit just to break even. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do anyway. And then you take the three top people out the first 6 months of next year, you know, it could be pretty bad. All things considered, it ain't going to be that bad. But it could be, you know, I mean, it couldn't. What, can they profit $70 million in 6 months with none of the three? I don't know. I don't know about that one.
And Ronda has flat out said, we're nearing the end here.
Yeah, yeah. And Connor said that he's not going to fight too long. I mean, it's not like he said he's going to retire, but he's always said he's not going to be one of those guys who sticks around after his prime.
The welterweight title is on the line. Wonderboy Thompson, Tyrone Woodley. Stephen Thompson is the favorite here, and I believe you've predicted the same thing.
Yeah, I think he's going to win, but I know that Tyrone certainly has a chance to knock anybody out like he did with Robbie Lawler. But Tyrone Woodley, I think, needs to win in the first round and a half, or it's going to be a real bad night for him.
Mike's favorite fighter, Joanna, is facing Karolina Kowalkiewicz.
Kowalkiewicz.
Yes. For the strawweight title, and another title you expect to not change hands.
I would be surprised. Joanna is just a different level from the, you know, you're going to need a super wrestler with great stamina to beat Joanna, because there's nobody in her weight class that's going to outstrike her. At least not now. I mean, someone may come along in a few years, but she's at a different level standing than any woman in her weight class.
Now, what is your official prediction here for the Eddie Alvarez-Conor McGregor fight?
I think Conor's going to win. It can go either way. If the going, like I said last night, I think if the going gets tough, I think that Eddie's got a really good shot at winning, because I don't think there's any quit in Eddie Alvarez, and I think there is a little bit in Conor, but I think that Conor's just more skilled standing than Eddie Alvarez is. Eddie Alvarez is just a really tough guy. His wrestling might, you know, but his wrestling... If he takes the approach they did with Anthony Pettis and mixes in his wrestling and wins some rounds with his wrestling, which you can do with Conor, he could win rounds that way. I mean, it's definitely a fight that could go in either direction.
We've got the middleweight, I guess a championship match potentially is on the line here. Weidman, Yoel Romero, although Michael Bisping says he will not fight Yoel Romero. But I believe you think it doesn't matter because Yoel Romero is not winning this fight.
I think Yoel Romero's got a shot at this one, but I would favor Weidman, and I'm not even sure why I say that. Maybe just because he's younger, but Yoel Romero's a freak. Yoel Romero's a tough matchup for anybody, because the thing with Weidman is Weidman's always had that wrestling in the back of his, you know, in every fight he's had, he's always had the wrestling that he could rely on. And in this fight, I don't know that he's got that, because Yoel Romero's a different caliber of wrestler, although he's older. So that could maybe even up the wrestling. But Weidman's not going to have a big advantage in the wrestling, that's for sure.
Misha Tate will be facing Raquel Pennington. Do you presume that if Misha wins, what's going on with Misha and Ronda and Holly? And I mean, we don't know anything really, but it seems like there's a lot of people potentially in play here.
Yeah, it's hard to sort out until after the fights are over, you know, and really until Ronda's fight, you know, happens. I think that then we'll be able to kind of look at certain things. I don't know that we're going to get another Ronda Rousey-Misha Tate fight. I just don't expect that right now. You know, even if Misha wins and Ronda wins, I think that they may go with Juliana Pena or somebody different like that. There'll obviously be the big, big pressure on Ronda to go with Cyborg next. Especially, you know, that would be the one I think they would try to, that the promotion would want to push her on. So I don't know where, I don't really know, you know, Tate's just kind of floating there. You know, this is kind of an attraction and a popular fighter, but I don't see her getting a championship fight that quickly.
Now, the Khabib fight, Khabib Nurmagomedov and Michael Johnson. Would you presume that if Khabib smashes this guy, he's likely to get the next championship match?
It's possible. I think there's a lot of different things in play. I think that if Conor wins the championship, I think that it'd be Conor and Nate Diaz, just because there's so much money in that. I just can't see them giving that up. And if Conor's the champion, I don't think he's going to pick Khabib to fight, just because. And it's not because he's afraid of him. It's because I don't think he thinks he can make the money with him, and he's all about making the money. If Eddie Alvarez wins and Khabib smashes Johnson, then they'll go. It'd be either that or Ferguson. And I think UFC in that position would probably pick Ferguson. But you know, if Khabib just obliterates the guy, you know, it could be Khabib.
Has there ever been a UFC Fight Pass card with two bigger matches? We have Jim Miller, Tiago Alves, Liz Carmouche, and Caitlin Chikagian. These are the Fight Pass fights for this show.
Sure, far as fight, you know, I mean, there have been bigger fight pass cards, you know, like the one with Rockhold.
But I mean on a main card where these are the lowest of the low.
I think it's the strongest, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and the FS1 fights, I think they're the strongest there, too, and the pay-per-view is the strongest. So, yeah, it's overall, top to bottom, the strongest card they've ever done.
So, with this in the books, we had a caller asking about the Barclays Center. Very quickly, do you think that the first show in the Barclays Center, as quickly as it's coming after this one, is going to be an easy sellout, or could they potentially have problems?
It depends on what they got, but I'm going to say I don't think it's going to be an easy sellout. No, I think that all the there's you know coming in too quick after this one, and also you're not going to you know you're it's like you're following WrestleMania with a you know with a SmackDown house show. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be so much lower. I mean, we don't even know who's going to be on the card, but.
All right, well, we have to head to a break, Dave. I want to thank you so much. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like an SPL 5-piece drum kit for $299, an Electro Voice vocal mic just $29, and check out the new Roland DJ808 for $14.99. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
For those of you that have been following the scandal-ridden overweight classic on the Filthy Tom Lawler Show, the update is that yesterday Tom did in fact admit that he had been trying to fix this tournament. The fix was in.
Mm-mm-mm.
And as a result, Kane has been pulled from the overweight classic.
Justice.
Leaving only Max Smashmaster and Action Ortiz.
One-on-one.
No. No. We agreed yesterday that I had 48 hours to come up with a replacement for Kane.
Oh, no.
And then it's going to be, once again, a menage a trois in the finals.
Oh, my.
Of the Overweight Classic.
Do you have a short list?
How fat are you? Just out of curiosity.
Not anywhere near that fat.
You won't hit
like I'm 40 and like kind of like 40 and out of shape. Not like
you can't hit 300.
Not this. Even if I tried, I couldn't hit 300.
Man. Well, I got 24 hours left, and I will find a replacement.
Can we go with body mass index? Can that now on a short notice thing like this? Do they have to? Could they be 275 but be like so fat that it's
nope.
just you gotta?
No.
Okay.
There needs to be photographic evidence on the scale of 300 plus pounds.
Can you go back and like? Can you enter in somebody who was already in the tournament? Can you make it like a Vince Russo WCW style?
No,
thing where
we've
like
already
Akebono,
done that once.
Okay.
Smashmaster himself got back in the tournament.
Well, that's true, yeah, but that's, you know.
So anyway, within 24 hours, you will all know who the third man will be in the Overweight Classic.
Reinforced.
That's right. Going to go to the phone calls here in a moment, but a couple of text messages here I want to read on some very, very important topics, obviously. This person here says, we had season tickets for the Demons, went to all 5 home games in San Francisco. The XFL could have developed into a decent, watchable minor league, but ESPN and other stations helped kill the league by giving it no sports coverage.
Well, they did that to themselves. And they're right in a way. Look, the NFL desperately needs a feeder. They do when it comes to offensive linemen, third-string quarterbacks, and guys like right up the middle, centers, linebackers. They do need help. With that said, it's the XFL fancied itself, and Vince McMahon, they established this thing as the NFL is no fun. It's the no fun league. We're the all fun league, and we're going to be obnoxious. And basically, it's like how Jim Cornette, to put it in wrestling terms, in Smoky Mountain, what he thought about IWA Mid-South. It's going to cheapen football. It cheapens what we do. It cheapens us as professionals and as television broadcasters and all of that sort of stuff. That's how the NFL took it as an affront to what they do. And that's the way it was going to be. And it was a hard thing to try to come back up from for Vince McMahon. You couldn't put all of that toothpaste back in the tube again. You know, Karen McDougal or whoever it was from Playboy, they were going to have the cameraman. They were reduced to gimmicks towards the end of the season when the play, believe it or not, had actually gotten somewhat better because, you know, that's what happens when you practice. And essentially that's what was going on because they didn't have a preseason. And they had the cameraman walk, you know, do the gimmick where he was going to walk into the girls' locker room, but he hit his head and fell down. You know, I mean, where could you really go with that? All of that stuff was completely overshadowing anything they could put on the field, and it would have taken somebody to come in, buy it out from Vince McMahon, and say we're going to be serious partners with NBC about football again to try to even make something from it. But it was the wrong place. It was probably the right time, but most certainly the wrong place.
This person says the San Francisco Demons averaged 35,000 fans a game. The XFL will always be cherished. Man.
I still got a beanie I rock.
Tugs in my heartstrings.
Got a football here somewhere, too.
This person here says, good news for Brian. His favorite female wrestler, Liv Morgan, is advertised for Raw shows after Christmas. Liv Morgan, Bayley, and Alicia Fox versus Emma, Dana Brooke, and Nia Jax. Seriously, is there a cuter team than Liv Morgan, Bayley, and Alicia Fox? Come on.
It's a pretty cute team.
Person here says, Connor not at the press conference. He's running on Connor time again. Tell us what happened since you feel that Dave undersold this insanity.
I don't know. I've retweeted it out. There was a scene where Connor was being, of course, held back by Dana repeatedly, going after, I guess, touched Alvarez's his title, and that made Alvarez get upset. So Dana's holding back Connor, and then they both look to sit down, and then it looks like Alvarez threw something behind Connor, which made Connor lose it, so he gets up, tries to pick up his chair and throw it or chuck it over his head and hit Alvarez with it, but Vince but Dana's pushing him away, and then Connor just storms off. Now apparently he's come back, but I would
so Eddie Alvarez walked out because he was late but then came back.
I have no, the clip I have is just Alvarez losing his mind on Connor with his, who's rocking a red shirt and a white fur jacket.
Somebody fill me in what the hell's going on here. I need all the notes so I can find out if this show will do 2 million buys. It sounds like a carnival now.
Well, it's Connor, so
how many times can you go to the well with this throwing gimmick?
Well, there's the whole thing. I'm telling you, there's Connor's going to be a star for a while, but as soon, it's one of those things where I wonder, as soon as some of the shine comes off, like say he gets knocked out again or something like that, I wonder how fast people will tire.
Well, he's never been knocked out.
Well, that's true. I'm saying, though, but you always wonder how long somebody's got in the tank to continue on their thing for before people turn their nose up at it or move on to the next
guy. Can go on forever if he can talk. As long as he's a numbskull, as long as he's a public numbskull, he'll go on for a long time.
Yeah, but Chael never drew you a million, did he? Did he do that with Anderson?
Let me think about this. I don't think he did with Anderson, but I mean, he didn't have such a level to fall from.
Well, that's true, but Connor, when you're so desperate for stars too, as we've talked about, you know, it's you don't want to burn everybody out too much. You do have to rein these guys in sometimes, like they did with Connor getting a big head, and they took him off UFC whatever it was, UFC 200. So you do have to be careful about how much fatigue you have. Just
stand by.
A gimmick.
Stand by. So apparently, Joanna just headbutted Carolina during the stare down.
Uh-oh.
Dude, your girl's nuts.
Hey, man. Look, man, Polish people are hot-headed.
You can't do that, Mike.
I know.
I don't care if you think she's cute. That's not allowed.
I didn't see. This is nothing about her cuteness. This is about her fighting style. But look, you have two Polish people there. You know, I know this is being part Polish.
And here's another one.
Part for the Polish
Connor Zerda in a mink coat.
There you go.
And it still has the price tag on it.
It's
the old gimmick
school.
Where you want people to think you stole it.
That's exactly as you used to rock the hat that way. You had the starter hat.
All right. Yeah. To the phone, John the Air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Last night I was watching Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground was right good last night. They had a big 8 or 10 person tag team match, and Eva Lees was in it. And she hit her code red, you know, pinning move. And she came up injured. Was that a work or was that a real injury?
I'm not watching it till tonight, Jim. He asks this every Thursday.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I forgot you were.
Oh, was it? Was she hurt or not? What happened? She come up bleeding?
Well, she came and she flipped over. She rolls out of the ring and she's sitting near the ring and she's about in tears, hugging her ankle. And then the guys take her out after the match.
May have been real.
Oh, will you, Brian? I just watched this thing with Joanna. You acted like she, you know, reared back. And
no, I didn't act like this. I read the email.
She gave her a little. It was a little. Just pushed her away with her head. There was contact with the head. But
look at you! Look at you! That's a headbutt, dude. That ain't allowed.
Oh, stop.
Well, does she give a worse headbutt than Taylor Hendricks? Taylor Hendricks gives a good head.
How did he tie this into Taylor Hendricks?
That's very good.
That is amazing, Jim. Congratulations.
One other thing real quick. Now, this is a spoiler alert. Now, if people don't want to hear it, just cut the radio down or however they're listening to it. Tonight on TNA, Gail Kim comes out, and I guess she's passing the torch to Jade, saying she's the future of women's wrestling in the Knockouts and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And then Decay comes out there, and you know Rosemary, Courtney Rush, great heel on indies and everything. All hell breaks loose, and Gail, Jade, and Jeremy Borash are laid out and left in the ring.
Holy Borash.
JB?
Dude, that's some serious business right there. All right, well, Jim, thanks so much for the update and the spoiler tag. Everybody appreciates it. This person here says, Connor was late, crowd was going nuts, and they were asking Eddie where Connor was, so he left. Connor showed up late and said he runs on Connor time. Eddie came back, and Connor tried to grab the belt. Eddie went crazy. Dana got between the two, and Connor almost threw his chair at Alvarez. This Connor time gimmick's got to end.
Connor's pants. Connor's pants will never end. Look at those things.
I haven't seen them yet. I don't have this on my screen here. I'm a professional. To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Okay. It's Dave from Wisconsin. I can give some context to basically every single press conference question you have since I was watching it along with listening to you. Basically, Connor showed up about 15 minutes late. Eddie walked out after like about 5 minutes into the start of the press conference. When Connor arrived, Eddie came back, and then he stood up, tossed his chair to the ground, kicked it towards Dana, which prompted McGregor to lift his own chair up and threaten to throw it at Alvarez. None of that happened. As far as Joanna's headbutt, it was more that their, I guess you can call it a headbutt, their faces were pressed together, then Joanna basically shoved hers forward.
Okay, somebody else did that. Who else did that? Somebody else did this just like a couple of months ago, and it was a big scandal. No one remembers?
Which thing?
Actually, it does sound very familiar, but I'm not sure who it was.
It just happened. Like, it was like, maybe it was Jones and Cormier and... Remember somebody said that they were attacked?
That was Jones and Cormier. I think there was one other one kind of more like this. That was obviously what it descended
into. McGregor allegedly threatening to stab Gegard Mousasi.
That was a good one, too. What's going on with this sport? Come on.
God.
That's ridiculous.
Got to build that buzz.
All right, I'm looking at Connor right now. He is, in fact, wearing a white mink coat. A red shirt.
He looks like an Irish Santa Claus.
And his pajama pants. And I think that might be Taz to his left. I'm not positive.
Him being taken away. This is...
What, he's being dragged away now?
No, it just... I rewound the press conference to where he's being dragged away and Dana basically... he's comedically, cartoonishly, like, doing the... trying to get away from Dana and pick up the chair at the same time. And then it's just like security, one guy with one arm of security just drags him away like the Sandman on the Apollo coming out and taking somebody who's being booed off stage. It's the most... It is ridiculous.
Well,
again,
you know what?
I wonder
hey,
how long you can go with this.
Maybe they'll break that $2 million now. Who knows?
I don't think so.
It's hard to tell when the day will come where the man's suddenly a clown.
Look at this. I'm going to send you a picture, just the still shot of... tell me this isn't pro wrestling, of Dana saying, Connor, no, 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 as he's got the chair up over his head. Okay? I'm going to tweet this out.
Josiah from Canada here regarding the overweight classic scandal says, Brody Steele, the guy who wrestled Kali in India, is billed at 320 pounds if you're looking for one. Great Canadian wrestler. Josiah from Canada wants a Canadian in there. We'll see about that. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, or Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Just look at this absolute idiot. He's wearing a mink coat and he's swinging a chair over his head as Dana tries to block it. Are you kidding me? Come on.
And the fact that Dana, that he kind of gets picked up so his feet are kind of up in the air for a second doing a little bicycle as he gets pulled away. Did you see that?
I hope he was screaming, hold me back!
That's yes. Unreal.
Dude. Well, fight's coming up on Saturday, everybody. UFC 205. Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez, no holds barred. Tables, ladders, and chairs, apparently. I was unaware of that stipulation when I talked to Dave, but apparently that's been added. And hey, we'll talk more about this tomorrow in the show, because we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc., etc. Daily shows at WrestlingObserver.com. If you missed yesterday's Figure 4 Daily with Filthy Tom, I strongly suggest you listen to that show in its entirety. Everything you want to know about the USADA situation, the Overweight Classic, SmackDown and Impact Reviews. It is a fabulous show. Head up there and check that out. And tomorrow, I believe, we'll be joined again by the Doctor of Lucha himself. Got all sorts of great stuff coming up, so check that out. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline at USA. You can follow me on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Sempervive. And Sports Byline, if I can get it right at the end of the show, at Sports Byline USA. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.